You know, another thing that I noticed is these children that you have here are so well-mannered. I just think it's so nice. You know, you don't see many.
Well, that's true about that. Are you sure we said that? That's what all of them say. All my white people say that about me.
They're just so well-mannered. Just,
so that's what they say.
Yeah. But,
that's what they all say.
Mm-hmm.
And my color and white all say my children's manner. Mm-hmm. I'm teaching them how to be manner and how to act when I got coming in around. And I to do that around. They get up every morning and say, hi, Mama. Good morning, Mama. Mm-hmm. And then they never go out that door and say, bye, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Mama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed that they were awfully nice.
Well,
yeah, they really are.
That child, the biggest girl now, I've been had her since she's 5, 7 months old. Mm-hmm. Never saves me in her life. Never talk back. Mm-hmm. Don't talk back. No. She won't never talk back to me. Mm-hmm.
Well, she seems like she's real sweet.
She is. Mm-hmm. Sure. Anything hello? Yes, Mama.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that.
Yes, Mama.
And she says ma'am, too.
Yes, ma'am. You know, she sure
does. Because I noticed, because we were, you know, I was always brought up to say ma'am, you know. Oh,
and me too.
Elders.
I've always myself. I never was trained to say yes and no.
Me either.
I couldn't say.
I'd have been whipped if I had. You know.
I've always was trained. It's in me today.
Yeah, it's in me too.
It's in me too.
But I know. Well, let me see. Let's get. Oh, I know. Now, if a person had a saddle on a horse, what would they call those things that they put their feet into?
Stirrups.
Now, when people were plowing with two mules, would they call the one on the right by a specific name? Did they, to distinguish between the one on the right and the one on the left?
I don't think they would. I don't think it would. Yeah, they have had a name, but y'all would call them by a name, wouldn't you, boy?
What?
Mule, two mules to the plow.
Yeah.
You call them by. Mm-hmm. By the name, Hebrew.
Do they ever call the lead mule or the lead horse or something?
No, just call them mule.
Well, I can't believe I'm still here. Can't ever get rid of me.
Hey!
Oh.
Hey,
I'm Bob.
Now, if people were talking about like a house or something, and but it, you know, it wasn't really right by you, and somebody asked you how far it was, and you might say, well, oh, it's not far, it's just a little.
Come on, when I come along.
Yeah, would somebody say, well, it's just a little, or anybody, it's not far, it's just a little.
Just a little piece.
Yeah.
That's what
right,
I was saying. Just
yeah,
a little piece. Because we didn't know anything about blocks.
Yeah,
then,
yeah.
We didn't know anything about half a block.
Uh-huh.
Then, but we said, just a little piece.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And now if it was further, like, you know, a good ways on down the road, you might say, yeah, now it's quite a
bit.
Uh-huh. Or something like that. Yeah, yeah. That's how you express it.
Whatever we said, but quite a bit.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
No.
He wonders what in the world this is. Now, if something was just real common, and so you didn't have to look for it at any special place, you might say, why, you can find that just about
anywhere.
You're really good. Now, when people would be plowing, what did they call those trenches that were cut by the plow?
What you call them, Lord? Trenches. What? Cut by a plow.
What?
The trenches cut by a plow.
What do you mean? Plow?
Yeah.
Coal.
Trenches.
Coal.
A what?
Coal.
Call a coda.
Oh.
Coda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you were planting, what would you drop your seed into?
In holes, see, mm-hmm. You know, that planter would go along and make a little trench,
uh-huh.
And then there come the seeds on uh-huh. through in there, mm-hmm. And then it'll cover up,
uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh. That's what I was wondering about, yeah, that little trench. That's right.
And then it'll cover up, uh-huh. And then the seeds will come up after.